been gazetted by the health minister in 2017 to be the lowest in a decade comes amid growing utility costs and a depreciating rand, and saying that this will continue to affect the pharmaceutical industry and ultimately continue to affect you. And talking about that, perhaps you have a different view on this matter. 021-446-0567. Join us in conversation. Eric, to ask you then, we are where we are now. The numbers have already been gazetted. The markets are looking at this. Pharmaceutical markets are looking at this and trying to find a way forward. What is the way forward?
Perhaps the pharmaceutical industry is always open to negotiating with the DOH. There's good positive collaboration between industry and the Department of Health. My suggestion will be we all belong to industry bodies, industry associations. Those associations will keep on collaborating with the DOH to really understand the structure and the reasoning for these lower price increases and try and find a balance that ensures sustainable models. If you look at national health insurance that's busy evolving in our country, it's a sustainable model. And pharmaceutical products will play a major part in that. And you need to have pharmaceutical companies that can invest long-term in future molecules, future treatment regimes that need to come to South Africa still needs to be sourced by the pharma industry. So there needs to be a fine balance between setting price and ensuring a sustainable model and providing appropriate healthcare to our population. So I think it's more collaboration, more understanding reasoning from the DOH for these low increases. Pharmaceutical products is only one section of the healthcare bill. If you look at your medical aids, the increases are way above inflation year on year. It's compounding, and the pharmaceutical industry receives these small, minimal increases. So there's a bit of a balance that's out of kilter with regards to the model. So my suggestion is collaboration, a lot of conversation, and partnership ensuring a sustainable model.
Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.